SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb for a Tuesday. And I always like to start with the good. Well, we like to start with the good.
So I like to start with the good.
What is the good?
The good of the day. I was flipping through the channels last night, and it was one of those things where, you know, it happened to you a couple nights ago. It happened to me last night. I got stuck on the U.S. Open for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was enthralled. I was watching Rafa Nadal. I liked Nadal.
Yep.
And played a great match against a guy's name who I always butcher. His last name was Cilic or Cilic or something like that. Cilic? I'm not sure. But it was a great match. But what I'm bringing up is that there was a super fan in the crowd that they kept panning to.
Yes.
At times it did get annoying, but it was kind of fun to see Tiger Woods.
Exactly.
And I have a little bit of audio of Nadal talking about his good friend Tiger Woods.
All right.
What advice have you guys given one another about the nature of winning and staying competitive as you've each aged in your careers?
Well, I think Tiger don't need any advice from from me especially, no. But honestly, for me it's a huge honor play in front of all of you, of course, but play in front of Tiger for me is a very special thing. No, I always say that I never had big idols, but if I have to say one idol is him.
That's nice.
Nice of him, right?
That's very nice of him.
And you could tell it was sincere. It wasn't just pandering to the crowd.
Yeah, right. It was not. It was very, very sincere.
But, I mean, it was fun. I mean, Tiger was there was one shot in particular. Tiger was throwing the fist bump. As if he had like a 20-foot birdie or something, you know?
I thought Tiger was a Federer fan.
I think he's a fan of champions.
I
think that's what it is. I guess he and Nadal,
they've
hung out
weak
with each other. You think so? You think he's...
Yes.
But do you have to stick with one person when it comes to tennis?
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. But what if you said, what if you went to somebody and you said, 2 years ago, and you said, who's your favorite team? And they said, the Patriots. And then a year later, who's your favorite team? They go, the Eagles. And then you say, who's your favorite team? And they go, the Patriots again. And you're like, oh, that's a pattern. You seem to be picking the Super Bowl champions to root for. And he goes, oh, no, I like winners. I just like people who win.
I get that. But I mean,
maybe he's friends with all of them. And
But is it difference with teams versus individuals?
That's true. That's I can see that.
Because, I mean, we like Brooks Koepka, but, you know.
That's right.
If it came down between Brooks Koepka and Tiger, which way are you leaning?
I'm leaning towards Tiger.
You're leaning towards Tiger.
Yeah.
But Tiger and Phil.
Phil.
Koepka and Phil.
Phil.
We'll just say Koepka. Just make it all.
Just say like, Koepka. No, I see your point. I absolutely see your point.
Maybe it's different when it comes to tennis because, really, I mean, do we know anybody?
Well, if he goes to this and he's watching, maybe he's friends with him. He's like, I'm rooting for him because he's playing that guy, and I'm more of a pal with Nadal. So
yeah, maybe it was because he was there. I mean, there was another great moment too where I think it was something like Nadal. One of his favorite things to do, or one of his hobbies, is playing golf.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, have you and Tiger ever gone out? And Nadal quickly was like, oh, he doesn't want to see my swing.
Right.
And I was thinking about that. I was like, he probably swings it like a tennis racket.
Probably does.
I mean, there's a lot of power. But the U.S. Open is fun.
It is really fun. It's really fun.
And what's great about it is that it's in the United States, and you get these primetime matches that are actually watchable.
Yeah, don't take this the wrong way, rest of the world, but I'm more of a in my own time zone kind of person. So I'm sorry, Australian Open, when you have a match that I have to figure out it's 2 weeks from yesterday, minus 6 hours, and that's when it's on. I'd rather just watch one that says 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
I will say
I'd
this.
Rather go with that.
The Australian Open, I do find enjoyable because it's on at night, and if you're having trouble
falling... It's on at like 2 in the morning.
But if you're having trouble falling asleep...
Yeah, it's true.
Put that on and just hear the...
That's right.
Oh, great sleep, man. great sleep.
Yeah, that is very good point.
A little roar of the crowd every once in a while. I mean, the grunting kind of, you know, gives you weird dreams. But
I don't want to add. I don't want to minus 6 or 7 hours to a start time before I figure out what time it is in my place. The U.S. Open, I only got a minus 1 hour because I'm in Central Time Zone, not Eastern. That's good for me.
And because the other problem is too, like with Wimbledon and French Open, usually by the time you wake up when the final happens, I mean, you're waking up at the end of it.
Exactly. So you have to watch the replay when they put it on in the afternoon.
See, and you've already know who wins. And if you're like, oh, I don't really want to see that, then you don't have to.
I think tennis, I think the U.S. Open is sneaky popular. And what I mean by that is I can count 4 or 5 times in my career, in my radio career, where we've done opening weekend NFL at like bars and stuff, where we do like a special Sunday show to kick off the Broncos season or whatever at a bar, and all the TVs will be on NFL games, and then inevitably people go, tennis! Like it's always in like the quarterfinals or the finals, and they want it, they go, tennis! Put the tennis on! So every bar that I've done these at, and I did one consistently for 4 years where somebody complains there's no tennis because we've taken over the TVs and we put them all on the games. And we go like, and Green Bay, they're up 7. And look at Tampa Bay, they're winning. But somebody goes, tennis. And we've had to turn the TVs, one TV at least, to tennis.
Well, I mean,
I think it's sneaky popular.
That's what's setting up for a great Sunday, because Sunday morning you'll have the U.S. Open final. Or I guess not Sunday morning. Some point on Sunday you're going to have the U.S. Open final.
Yep.
Mixed in with all the NFL. I mean, it's going to get lost, but it'll be there.
Yeah, you're right. By the way, real quick before we go to the bad, is this what Tiger's doing, not rehabbing while he should be getting ready for his Masters defense?
I thought he had knee surgery just a little bit.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah, like maybe he's going to chill out for a
little surgery.
Right.
He was with his kids. I can't fault him. He took his kids to the U.S. Open.
Get back to work, Tiger. You got a Masters to defend and my entertainment to think about.
Well, and that was another thing. Nadal actually brought that up, that it was great. Like one of the great sports moments of the year was watching him win the Masters. And I'm
is.
Nadal knows Tony. That's the first thing that went through my mind.
Yeah, that's right.
He listens to the show.
Listens to this show. Unless Peyton Manning comes back out of retirement to lead Denver to a Super Bowl, this is going to be the best sports moment of 2019.
It wouldn't be Denver. It would have to be the Colts at this point.
It would have to be the Colts at this point. Yeah, I mean, that's a good point.
You know, they just signed Brian Hoyer.
All right, let's go to the bad.
The bad of the day is your town. Nashville,
what do we do?
Nashville is banning books.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of this, but give me the details.
The students at St. Edward Catholic School in Nashville can no longer check out the popular Harry Potter book series.
This is a crime.
Because of witchcraft and wizardry.
Can I make a point to the, what was the name of the school?
St. Edward Catholic School.
St. Edward Catholic School, let me make a clear point. These aren't spells.
Yeah.
This is a book in which somebody wrote words that is supposed to be a spell. If a kid repeats these words, nothing is going to happen.
Yeah. Unless they pronounce it the right way. Remember, it's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
Leviosa, not Leviosa. Right?
Got to put the emphasis on the second syllable.
I've watched the Harry Potter movie a lot, and I still don't know the killing curse, how to pronounce the killing curse spell, and I've heard it a million times.
Yeah. I watched it this weekend.
Yeah, they did a marathon on
Sci-Fi. They were
doing
a marathon. Literally last night, I got stuck watching the second one.
Yeah.
Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Had to see it. Get the feels going. Emotional.
There is no such thing as witchcraft and magic. Relax.
But those books are banned.
Honest to God, what do they think these kids are going to be doing?
I have no idea. You just hear it every once in a while, and it just boggles my mind. Like, they're not doing anything. I mean, they're just reading. It literally is a story about a boy coming of age and dealing with demons outside of high school.
Absolutely.
And the demons actually happen to be, you know, I guess somewhat demon.
Full disclosure, by the way, I dress up as Harry Potter every year for Halloween when my kids were young, I paid $200 for a full outfit to go to the amusement park as a character, and I'm getting as much run on that costume as I possibly can before I have to put it away. That was a lot of money back then. Yep. And I did it for my little kids who now don't care about Halloween, me dressing up at Halloween. And I don't care what they think, because I said, if I get 10 years out of that, that's $20 a year, and that's a more reasonable investment. So there.
Yep.
So when I'm old and gray, I'll still be wearing that stupid cloak.
You will not be allowed in that school, though.
I know. They wouldn't let me walk in.
Yep.
Exactly. Dumb.
All right, well, Speaking of dumb, I'm going to play this clip for you first. It should sound familiar.
Okay.
Because this will set up the next clip.
Gotcha.
Why, anybody can have a brain? That's a very mediocre commodity. Every pusillanimous creature that crawls on the earth or slinks through slimy seas has a brain. Back where I come from, we have universities, seats of great learning, where men go to become great thinkers. And when they come out, they think deep thoughts, and with no more brains than you have.
Of course,
the Wizard.
Wizard of Oz. Talking
to Ray Bolger, played the Scarecrow.
Yep. Talking about everyone has brains. Tony, everyone has brains, right?
Everybody does.
I guess I got to say the state. Florida guy.
Oh, is this the hurricane guy?
Yeah, this is the hurricane guy. Hurricane guy. He has an idea of how to stop hurricanes. And, you know, I think he, I guess he made the wizard's speech null and void at this point.
Can't see how they haven't come up with some kind of way to combat these storms yet. They keep saying, three days ago, oh, it's said this, but it's going to hit all this warm weather and warm water. We have a Navy. Why don't the Navy come and drop ice in the warm water so it can't get going as fast as it's going? There's got to be ways to combat this instead of just pointing at the thing and say, well, now it's getting worse. Yeah, we know it's getting worse. But you tell us, oh, it's the warm weather. Oh, it's the wind. Well, we have an Air Force. Drive some Air Force planes around to get the winds going the opposite way. Get the Navy to go in circles to fight it the other way.
Oh, good Lord. You know what? This guy sounds like somebody that has got such an overbearing personality that no one in his life has ever said, that's dumb.
You're an idiot.
Like, not just that. Like, probably he's probably said similar things about a lot of different issues. And he's got nobody in his life that says dad or grandpa or Uncle Joe or whatever, or Billy, whatever his name is, a buddy that says, you need to keep that to yourself. That's not smart. Like, when you say drop ice, what do you mean? Like, ice from the refrigerator? Or, I don't know, going to, like, Antarctica, a chunk of glacier, and dragging it to the Bahamas and hoping it stays cold all the way through the tropical heat. And how does he think this is going to occur?
I mean,
dropping ice.
Just picture, I guess maybe he's watching Superman. Because wasn't there one where Superman froze a lake and he dropped a chunk of ice and put out the fire?
I think that was Superman 3.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, maybe he's thinking along those terms. Like, why can't we just bring ice? Because that would just do the trick, right? I guess it would chill the water down.
That he also sounds like a very New England-y, Massachusetts-y accent.
Yes, no, I was going to say, he's definitely a transplant.
Yeah.
I love the idea of having planes. I mean, again, it's a Superman theory.
Right.
If you fly in reverse of the hurricane, it would probably destroy the storm.
Then you can also go back in time and save Lois Lane from the earthquake that damaged her car when she got sucked into the ground. Remember that?
Yeah.
And her car filled with dirt. You can also make sure that doesn't happen again. That's how
logic.
It works.
Logic.
God, this guy, and the funny thing about it is he said it so seriously and so matter-of-factly as if he's the only one that has come up with this solution.
Right.
Then everybody else is an idiot. Why isn't anybody doing this?
I believe he has been the only one that came up with the solution.
Right.
I give credit to the news guys.
They didn't say it.
I mean, the reporters, sometimes reporters, I don't know their intelligence level. They just read what's in front of them. But I wholeheartedly believe cameramen are the most intelligent people in that two-man crew. And that for that cameraman to not shake at all from laughter.
Stays steady, right on.
Stays steady. That, you know,
like a surgeon.
He deserves a raise.
Exactly. All right, that is the good, the bad, and the very dumb on a Tuesday, SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM.